about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Woo, we got a busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mike Tyson admits to actually being high on drugs during many of his fights, whether it was cocaine, whether it was marijuana, and he passed his drug test using a fake body part, you know, because I guess they watch you urinate. So a fake body part and somebody else's urine. Okay, we'll talk about why that could be a concern. Right, for the other person in the ring. Okay, maybe he could be hit with the fake body part. Okay, all right, we'll talk about something else. Next, the woman on the Obamacare website, not an American citizen, not a U.S. citizen. Now, she's been under the attack of a lot of cyberbullying, and it's not her fault. I mean, she's sitting there smiling, you know, on the Obamacare website, the healthcare.gov website, but we come to find out that she was never paid for her picture. She's now, I guess, the quote-unquote most hated person in America, and she's not a U.S. citizen, and she's kind of asking for everybody to give her a break. Gas prices going down, okay? We got to talk about some good news. Some of you want to change your eye color. You want to be a blue-eyed blonde like Dr. Dahlia is, with a lot of help and contact lenses. There's now a surgical procedure that'll help change that for you. Then many of you guys go to the gynecologist, and doctors put a lot of things, you know, into certain orifices. Well, unfortunately, one woman was, I guess, sprayed with industrial cleaner, drain cleaner, like Drano, and during a colposcopy, unfortunately, burned her, and she's suing the doctor. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about these new guidelines that have come out regarding healthcare, regarding cholesterol, and are many of you guys going to be thrown on a statin or told to get bariatric surgery? So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, I don't know what story to start. Yes, one of you had sent me an email on Bill Clinton now trying to run the other way with Obamacare. I guess Bill Clinton kind of weighed in on the whole Obamacare thing and that Obama should keep his promises. Okay, what is Slick Willie doing now? I guess Bill Clinton, I guess, is telling Obama that he needs to be truthful, right? This coming from somebody who said, I did not have sexual relations. Well, I can't do that, right? With another woman in the Oval Office using a cigar. So you got to admit, that's kind of funny. All right, let's talk about Mike Tyson first. You know, I met Mike Tyson. A really nice guy. I mean, Mike Tyson here in Vegas. He's definitely got his share of issues, right? But most of us that live in Vegas, us locals, when we run into him, I mean, he's pretty cool. But of course, you know, he's made some choices. And those are obviously going to haunt him, okay, especially some dietary choices, shall we say. Well, he's come forward, and he has said that he used to use a fake penis filled with somebody else's urine to fool drug testers. Of course, he's the former world heavyweight boxing champion. He has disclosed in a new tell-all memoir, according to Telegraph.com, that he spent a significant stretch of his career addicted to cocaine and marijuana. He, I guess, wrote an undisputed truth, which I guess is published yesterday, that, quote unquote, I was a full-blown cokehead, unquote. Apparently, he said he recalled his loss to Britain's Danny Williams. He revealed he was taking drugs until shortly before the fight. Now he's 47-year-old and retired. And he also, I guess, had an appetite for alcohol. And he said he first tried cocaine at the age of 11. And he was given alcohol as a baby in New York. Okay? You know, some of you have asked me, you go, you know, is it really a big deal giving your kids alcohol? And remember, there was a study. I'm not saying the kids are going to grow up to be Mike Tyson and chewing ears off, but, there was an article that, or a study that came out saying if you give kids alcohol when they're younger, they're going to be more prone to being addicted to alcohol because a lot of parents say, you know what, let them drink in front of me. All right. So then I know they're not going to, you know, be all excited about doing it with their friends. Well, look, if kids want to drink, they're going to want to drink. I mean, you remember how nasty Jaeger tasted and kamikazes, but we didn't care. We drank it anyway, whether we had some with their parents or not. So, you know, parents allowing their kids to drink really doesn't prevent any addictions later, okay? If the kid's going to want to drink, the kid's going to want to drink. But a lot of parents find satisfaction in the kids trusting them and liking them. Having a beer with dad apparently is a big bonding issue. And this type of bonding has taken over hunting with dad or building your house with dad or farming with mom. So parents aren't bonding with their kids anymore doing household chores. By the way, most of your guys' kids don't even do chores. You know, I'll tell kids when they're sick, all right, tell your mom no chores for a week, and the mom goes, they don't even do chores. So instead, parents are bonding by letting the kid drink some of their mojito. And I think there's other ways to bond. Anyway, so apparently, back to Mike Tyson, I guess he said he was high before taking to the ring for a match against Lou Savarese. I apologize if I can't pronounce. This was in Glasgow. And then he had taken blow and pot before the fight. He said, I had to use my whizzer, which was a fake penis where you put in someone's clean urine to pass your drug test. He blamed the $200,000 fine for testing positive for marijuana after 2000 fight against Andrew Gallota. You know, I'm glad he's being open. You got to give the guy credit for being open about this. I guess he had taken cocaine before a notorious televised press conference with Lennox Lewis in New York. So, remember, you know, Tyson, yeah, okay. Well, you know, good for him. I'm not going to go into any more detail, but, and no, I don't have a picture of what he used. No, you can't borrow it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big shout out to the Nevada chapter of the Community Homeowners Association, or the CAI, the Community Association Institute, where I spoke at yesterday. Over 200 people came, and I don't think I messed up. I know a lot of you guys expected me to mess up. I think I held my own. I mean, a phenomenal group with everything they do. I mean, I know you guys kind of give your homeowners association a lot of crap, and I do too. I make jokes about them a lot, but I got to tell you, I mean, you know, they're the only thing keeping my. I mean, see, I'm the house where, you know, when people drive by, they do the da 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 da. You know, I got the whole Sanford and Son, you know, type of alley with my house, and everybody kind of says, you know, Dahlia, you're ruining the housing values. So, I mean, I got to give credit where credit's due, and these homeowners association, you know, cut them some slack. That's all I could say. Okay, so good group out there, CAI. Thank you for letting me speak. Now, a woman who is not thanking anybody right now, and I don't blame her, is the woman who was suing her gynecologist. I had to transition somehow. She is suing her gynecologist after he sprayed into her vagina a solution that had potassium hydroxide, a chemical used for, like, Drano, to unclog drains and pipes. I know some of you are saying, but Dr. Dahlia, you tell us we need more potassium. Not that way. apparently, the doctor mistakenly sprayed. I know some of you are like, well, did he do it on purpose? Was there a discharge? No. We don't use that for discharge. They said this was a mistake. Her name is Laura. She doesn't want her last name revealed. I understand that, or her picture. She claims she has been left in terrible pain and can't have any further children following this experience. She had visited her doctor's office at Paragon Health in Summit County, Ohio, to undergo what was supposed to be a routine gynecological exam known as a colposcopy. Now, a colposcopy isn't done on you all the time. A colposcopy is the next step, so there's a question whether somebody would say routine or not. But colposcopy is where we use a scope called a colposcope that magnifies the cervix. I don't want to say your cervix because I know a lot of men listen to the show, but, you know, if you guys want to be included, fine, your cervix, all right? And we magnify it to see if we could see areas causing your abnormal pap smear. And we immediately put vinegar on, and then we use our green light to bring up certain areas of high vascularity. Then we could also use, shall we say, iodine to show the differences in sugar uptake under regular light to see what's going on, if there's an area of cervical cancer, etc. The colposcopy is a great procedure. When I do a colposcope, I use the vinegar. I usually watch it poured. I mean, it makes me as a doctor nervous to think that a staff member could have swapped something like that. I mean, it's your fault entirely, but you know, if you're wearing a mask, you're not sniffing every chemical used. But if you're the doctor, you're heading the helm. I mean, I don't see how. I know how. I think I figured it out, how it got switched. But anyway, so you put the vinegar on, and I don't spray the vinegar. I use a big cotton swab. Stop the giggles. It looks like a big Q-tip. It looks like a Q-tip for an elephant, but we use it for the vagina. And you dip it in the vinegar, and then you brush. You carefully brush the cervix. What I spray into the vagina is a lidocaine spray. Now, this lidocaine spray that we use, that we spray, it comes in spray form, and it's supposed to superficially numb the cervix when I have to take a biopsy. Some people don't feel the biopsy. Some people still do. Right? Some people say it hurts. Some people say it doesn't hurt. You know, it depends on how much it takes. Very rarely you have to do a paracervical block where you actually numb up the whole cervix. And these biopsies are just a couple millimeters, if that. So this has kind of been commonplace type of procedure. And it's a shame for somebody to leave that having pain and burning. Now, they say the solution contained potassium hydroxide, which is a chemical typically used to unclog drains and pipes, being reported by Daily Mail. It soaks in and continues to soak in and burns from the inside out. According to her husband, he says it's not meant to go inside anyone's body. I'll agree with that one. Now, the husband has taken to demonstrating outside Paragon's offices with signs saying that he permanently injured his wife. The lawsuit names other employees as well as Dr. John Black. They said, according to the lawsuit, Black suspected something went wrong and attempted to irrigate the burn area with 3 bottles of saline solution while also applying a cream to numb the pain. They said, unfortunately, he wasn't wearing gloves. He puts an ungloved dirty finger. Oh, boy. According to the husband, I won't go into this, but basically he says the doctor put the numbing cream on his finger and immediately put it up into the vagina. Laura says the doctor told her, I hope you're not offended. I just want to let you know I've been married forever and I don't have any diseases. Oh, no, no, no. Okay, you don't make jokes. You don't make jokes. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's horrible. Okay, listen. Okay, I've been in many emergency situations as an ER doc, when I deliver babies, etc. Okay, I always had a chance to put on gloves. It's a shame that the patient has to sit there in pain while the doctor goes to put on gloves. But a doctor not putting on gloves will come back to haunt him. We all saw the hand that rocks the cradle. Okay, every time I've delivered a baby that was coming out, before the patient was even in the delivery room, I luckily always had gloves on me, so it was very easy for me to put the gloves on and grab the baby. All right, but I many times have not had a chance to put on a mask or goggles, and I told you guys about how I know what amniotic fluid tastes like. It wasn't pretty. I told you guys about this, right? A woman goes into labor. Okay, she's in like the triage area. I'm just walking by, and this huge bag, basically her amniotic sac is coming out of her vagina. It looks like a big, huge balloon. So I immediately get my gloves. I hop on the bed next to her. I tell her to bring her legs up, spread her legs. I start getting ready to catch the baby. My attending, because I had been walking around and rounding with patients on him, he kind of had a hip replacement, so he was kind of limping. So he comes up saying, "Dahlia, what you got?" And I go, "It looks like we got a G2P1 here, 36 weeks gestation, looks like going into labor." And then all of a sudden, as I'm saying it, and try to say labor with your mouth closed, you can't. So here I am in just regular scrubs. Luckily, I had some gloves on. No facial protection. Saying labor. The amniotic sac, as it's coming out of her vagina, completely explodes all over my face and hair, falling into my mouth. Meanwhile, baby's coming. So I'm delivering the baby while spitting. Meanwhile, my attending is laughing. He thinks this is fun. So the nurses think it's funny. The mom is screaming in pain because she's delivering a baby. I decide to spit on my attending shoes, right? Because, I mean, if he's going to have a laugh and I got to spit stuff out, I'm not going to spit it out. It's coming. I deliver the healthy baby. The baby's beautiful. I make sure I flick the baby's, you know, feet to make sure that the baby is alive and well and kicking and crying and all happy. Baby's happy. I deliver the placenta. I'm trying to wipe my mouth on my shirt. You know how you're doing it. I'm still spitting. I'm trying not to swallow any of it. I hand the baby to the mom. The mom goes, "Doctor, I'm sorry." I'm like, "I gotta hit the shower. Congratulations. And by the way, do you have HIV or hepatitis?" She says, "No." The nurse says, "I'll check you for it." I'm like, "Please don't name the baby after me. I don't want any memory of this." And I go and wash off. And amniotic fluid tastes like the Pacific Ocean. I remember when I was a kid swimming in Zuma Beach with my mouth open, because kids always swim with their mouth open, their tongue hanging out, right? Swallowing the Pacific Ocean. That's what it tasted like. Okay, yet, but no syringes and less grimy. That's amniotic fluid. So, the moral to that story, and yes, it was a point I was making, is I still had my gloves on. Okay? You know, yeah, amniotic fluid in my esophagus now, but lungs and everything else open, but still gloves on. Now, this is interesting. The hospital asked when all this happened. So the patient that had the Drano put on her cervix, she went to the emergency room at Akron General Hospital. Doctors found a plastic bottle cap behind her cervix. What the hell is a bottle cap? No, plastic. So it wasn't a Coca-Cola. Then the hospital called to determine the pH level of the liquid. Now, the doctor's office claimed it was 7.5, but the hospital found it was basic at 12. So, before your doctor puts anything in there, you may want to just take a look at it. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, sad case.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Pretty cool. I was just offered an interview early Monday morning before my show in Spanish, where I'm going to be on a Spanish talk show, Hablando Español. Sí, mi español es más o menos. Necesito practicar. So I'm excited about that, except all weekend long, I better hit a Rosetta Stone and learn my Spanish. I have not done that yet, but it's a market I'm kind of working with, because not a lot of doctors speak Spanish on these shows, and because not a lot of doctors, I guess, get asked to. And many doctors, if you notice, don't go into radio. You wonder why they don't go into radio? Because when they do, they have horrible ratings. Yeah, good point. It's true. You know, going on air, if you run the risk of ratings. Well, I got to tell you something really quick here, but before we hit, you know, news that's actually pertinent to you, we're going to talk about me for a second here. You are facing a risk. You really are. When you do what I do, you're facing a huge risk. And now that we got offered to develop this television show, it's one of those things where a lot of doctors think I'm crazy. And I know you all think I'm crazy, but in terms of, you know, you put yourself not at any malpractice risk, because I don't really give you guys bad advice. And I always tell you to talk to your doctor. I don't tell you to come to me. I say go to your doctor. I'm just giving you guys the news. Okay? And I'm telling you about this. I'm telling you about that. Go check with your doctor. So it's not a malpractice issue. It's the issue of having fans versus not fans. So I'll get patients that come in that have been listening to the show for years, and I love you guys, and that's great, okay? And you've been Facebook buddies, and you've been Twitter followers, and you've had my email, and we've been talking, but then all of a sudden, I'm your doctor. Now, if I am your doctor, the relationship really changes, okay? By that, you can't now get medical advice over a radio show email. You can't be bringing up medical stuff on Facebook. You can't, we can't be taking pictures and you asking me to post it on my timeline. That could violate HIPAA. So as a doctor, you need to actually have, I don't have two personalities. I mean, I'm still just as mean and grumpy with you guys in the office as I am here. I'm not going to be nicer to you just because you're a patient. But it's a different relationship, and you're kind of putting yourself at risk. Then you have people that may hate the show. They may be really diehard Obamacareites who think Obamacare is the best thing to ever happen. They get so mad at me. Right? Or another doctor that goes on air griping about what's happening to our healthcare system, that they decide to pretend to be a patient and rip you to pieces all over the internet. So it's not a big deal. Everybody gets ripped on. Rush Limbaugh gets ripped on. Obama gets ripped on. Angelina Jolie gets ripped on. We all get ripped on. And the funny thing is when you do get ripped on and ripped apart online, it means you've made it, right? You know? Right? Well, who was that? Somebody famous said, you're not a star or you're not famous unless you have people that dislike you, you know? So, yeah, I know. Maybe they do that just to make themselves feel better, all right? So it's one of those things where it is. It's very, very difficult, you know? And so a lot of doctors, they have a hard enough time dealing with their practice and dealing with their patients and Medicare and Medicaid and the insurance companies and people not paying and people wanting, Lortab 10 because they say they're allergic to Lortab 5 and all the other stuff, that they really don't want to take on any more stress or any more headaches. Yet I find I'm already super saturated. You get me? Those of you chemistry buffs out there, I've already super saturated. My stress, my worries, the crap I deal with every day is already at an ultimate max. That radio and working with GCN and working with Don is a vacation. So when you look at it that way, I don't want to leave the microphone or leave the studio. This is my safe place. I feel safe. And that's why I do it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So what is going on with these new guidelines for heart health? Why are you being told to go get bariatric surgery? Why are you being told you're going to now have to be on a statin even if you don't have high cholesterol? Let's kind of break this down a little bit. Okay, so we have the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, and the Obesity Society. Now, yeah, I know. I wonder. There is an obesity society. And I think a lot of the people that are a part of the obesity society really do have a lot of confidence in themselves. I don't think, cut them some slack. And they have suggested that lifestyle changes, okay, are better than crash diets. A lot of you are like, well, going, duh. I mean, why can't I write the guidelines and make a lot of money? I don't blame you, okay? But they say our recommendation is that doctors, see, they're giving us more to do. Doctors prescribe a diet to achieve reduced caloric intake as part of a comprehensive lifestyle intervention. So we need to prescribe a diet The diet should be tailored to patient preferences and any drugs they take. So you see that? You're not going to get a free diet, you know, online. You got to go to your doctor, pay a copay for a diet. Okay? Good. Diet, physical activity, and face-to-face behavioral counseling could lead to quote-unquote clinically meaningful health improvement. They say the benefits begin with weight loss in the range of 3 to 5%. The most effective behavior programs include 2 or 3 meetings a month for 6 months or more, according to the report. Now, I got to tell you something. This is being reported by drugs.com. I dig this. I mean, they're right. When I did Weight Watchers in the 80s, that was cool. Going to Weight Watchers classes, any of you that have ever done the classes, you guys will agree, it helped. A lot of you guys could do online programs, and a lot of you do, but having that coaching, my husband is now a health coach, has a diet regimen and a diet plan. He's doing phenomenal with his weight. I mean, this guy is, thank God. I mean, you know, because I was really worried with his genetics. He's got a lot to fight. And, I mean, thank God. He's doing great, and so he's doing that. But the coaching is so important. And getting that cheerleading, we need that. You know, your friends sometimes are good cheerleaders. Like, oh, Dahlia, your butt doesn't look that big today. Way to go. Your Spanx looks like they're fitting a little comfortably because you could breathe. That's not the coaching we need. All right, so this is great. The experts say doctors should use the BMI, so we did not get rid of the BMI. They say we should use the BMI to assess whether a patient is obese or not. If you're 25 or higher, you're overweight. If you're 30, you're obese. Now, remember, about 155 million Americans are obese or overweight. Puts us at risk for heart disease, blood pressure, stroke, etc. They also recommend weight loss surgery. They say weight loss surgery or bariatric surgery may be the right option for those who are severely obese, a BMI of 35 or higher. So we're finally recommending non-medical options, but actually surgery. Now, cholesterol. According to the guidelines, they say you should take statin drugs to lower your cholesterol if you have cardiovascular disease. Or if your bad cholesterol, your LDL, is over 190. Now they're recommending if you're a diabetic, with a 10-year risk of cardiovascular disease over 7.5%, and that those are going to come later in the year on how to figure out your percent, diabetics should be on a statin. We brought this up years ago. This isn't anything new. Where most diabetics, even if their cholesterol is okay, to be put on a statin. And then, of course, diet. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about what they say your healthy diet should be. And I know a lot of you are like, oh, man, I hate listening to this. But, you know, this is breaking news. Okay, the guidelines are changing. Okay, you know, there was the medical revolution in the 1800s. We are right now going through the obesity revolution. This is history. All right, you guys are all, a lot of you are all excited thinking Hillary Clinton is going to be the first woman president. That's not history. But it's going to be history. Okay. I know. The healthcare debacle that ensues if she takes over, that could be history. You're right about that. But we are in an obesity revolution. Hear me roar. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
so we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. So anytime you guys want to tune in for free, just download it. It's a free app. You tune it in, you listen in, and then you can hear my show. You get to learn a lot of stuff, pretty good stuff. So, okay. As we're going through the obesity revolution, we got some new guidelines. And we now have a new diet guideline. Now, many of us remember in the 70s Mulligan Stew. Remember Mulligan Stew? 4, 4, 3, 2, that's the something for me and you. Mulligan Stew used to tell us that we had to do 4, 4, 3, 2. 4 grains a day, 4 fruits and vegetable class a day, 3 was meat a day, and 2 was milk. Or was 3 milk and 2 was meat? Oh, I used to think it was meat. I ate meat. We couldn't afford to have meat in all the meals, so I bet it was milk and then meat. I don't know. I just remember the Mulligan Stew song. Remember? And you had those little comics. And yeah, it was brilliant. Because I still remember. Why? Because the jingle. I told you guys we need the jingle. We really need jingles. What the hell is going on? You know, I told you guys Breaking Bad. I didn't tell you guys when I was speaking yesterday. I mean, Breaking Bad doesn't have a jingle. I mean, I'm sure if I hear the music, I could recognize it. But we really need jingles to remember certain shows. But I won't go into that. I know the Dr. Dahlia show needs a jingle. I'm working on it. I'm gonna Dr. Dahlia. Yeah. So, by the way, Pawn Stars episode Bad to the Bone. Bad to the Bone. Bad to the Bone coming up on December 5th. You may see a very sassy doctor in that one with a Civil War bone saw. All right, I can't tell you anymore, but December 5th, it's going to be, I think, the 4th Pawn Stars I filmed. Filmed about 6 of them, so that's going to be number 4. I know, but remember, I was 20 pounds bigger then, okay? I've lost 20 pounds, so cut me some slack, Jack. Cut me some slack. I'm bad to the bone looking now. Okay, so back in the olden days, it was 4-4-3-2. Now, this is our new diet. Are you guys ready for this? You guys better take out a pencil because I am going to give you a pop quiz. Not today. You guys are going to get a pop quiz. Take your pencils out. Here we go. Okay, take notes. They say a heart-healthy diet of 2,000 calories should include 4 or 5 servings of fruit daily, 4 or 5 servings of vegetables daily, which means you need to have 8 to 10 servings of fruits or vegetables a day. Whole grains have been increased. 6 to 8 servings of whole grains daily, not white bread, not donut, whole grains. 2 or 3 servings of fat-free or low-fat dairy products daily. They are really taking the fun out of our day now. 6 or fewer ounces of poultry or fish daily. A 6 ounce. Have you guys ever seen how big a piece 6 ounces is? That's it. Not 6 servings. 6 or fewer ounces of poultry or fish every day. They've added 4 or 5 servings of nuts, legumes, and seeds a week. If you have diverticulosis, I may want to tell you to check with your doctor first on this one. 4 or 5 servings of nuts, legumes, or seeds a week. 2 to 3 servings of healthy oils a day. And to limit sweets and added sugars. So that 4-4-3-2 is now 4-4-6-2-6-4-2. Okay, so that's... No, I don't have any money to take singing lessons. Okay. So, I don't know how you guys are going to remember this one. Sorry, guys. So, I don't know whatever happened to Mulligan Stew. I need to find out, because if any of you guys are still alive out there, I'd love to interview you. You know, why did you call it stew when we really weren't allowed to eat meat? Or not a lot of it. Or we couldn't afford meat back then. Now, to reduce... Okay, so you guys get that 2,000 calories a day. Crap load of fruit, crap load of vegetables, crap load of whole grains. You could have a little teensy bit of some fat-free watered-down milk. You could have a nice 6-ounce little petite 4-bit of some fish. Eat a crap load of nuts and seeds to make you poop. Some healthy oils and sweets and sugars. You notice nothing about the beef. Nothing about the beef. I know. Chocolate, they say limited sweets and added sugars, limited sweets. I'm going to limit my chocolate to 4 times a day than 5. How about that? Now, they say to reduce high blood pressure, limit salt intake to 1,500 milligrams a day. Currently, we consume about 3,600. That's 3.6 grams of salt. I want you guys to measure out 3.6 grams of salt and see how much that is. Okay? They only want you eating 1.5 grams of salt a day, less than that, if you can. Now, a lot of you are like, but Doc, I don't add salt, so I'm in the clear. Look at the salt content of your food. Okay? So, the U.S. FDA, of course, also announced a plan that they're going to ban these trans fats. Trans fats is now not even recommended. They say your food should be devoid of trans fats. Now, I got to admit, that would be cool. If they could make a ho-ho or a ding-dong using healthy fat instead of the trans fat, that's cool. Because go back to our recommendations, guys. Go back to this. It says 2 or 3 servings of healthy oils a day. Drip that ding-dong sucker into some olive oil so we could eat them. So I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, now, assessing your risk. 1/3 of adults are at risk for heart attack or stroke, and they haven't been diagnosed. And thank God we catch you when you come in asking for Viagra. All right? It is not recommended, all right, according to any of the guidelines or Obamacare insurances, for you to actually get EKGs, etc. They say we should just screen you based on if you smoke, have high blood pressure, have cholesterol, etc. To hell with that. If you're over 40, get an EKG. Okay? It's not that expensive, for crying out loud. I don't think it hurts for you over 40 to check in with a heart doctor. Why not? Heart disease is still the number one killer. And I know there's tons of cancers out there. I know there's bus accidents, etc. But the number one is heart disease in middle age. Younger, it's accidents. But in middle age, it's heart disease on up. So I say get your heart checked. Hang the guidelines. Hang the guidelines. All right. They say patients at risk of a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years should get immediately drug therapy. If you have no idea if you're going to be at risk for a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years, just assume you are. Okay? Those at lower risk for heart disease or stroke should be counseled to make lifestyle changes and probably don't need drug therapy. They're talking about the cholesterol medicine. If you're at high risk, right, family history, personal history of heart disease, you're a smoker, high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, you're at risk for heart disease, you probably are going to need a statin medication soon. Long live the pharmaceuticals. Now, honestly, the one pharmaceutical I really, really like is the statin class. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the addictive medications out there, but I am a big fan of the statin medications. Some of you say, but Dolly, if I start a cholesterol medicine, I'm going to be addicted to it. I'm going to have to take it the rest of my life. No. If you require a statin medication because you have non-environmentally caused cholesterol problems and it's genetic, then you're going to be needing it whether it's day 1, day 50, day 5,000. But if you eat crappy and then you stop eating crappy, you may not need the cholesterol medication if crappy eating is causing your cholesterol. But we have a vegetarian in the family. Yeah, we do. We don't invite her over to Thanksgiving, but we have a vegetarian in the family. And her cholesterol is over 400. It's genetic. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call it now. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was something else I was going to say, but I was so busy talking about something else that I forgot what I was saying that for that one something. So I'm going to deal with my brain fart and be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.